You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, Coach. Welcome to the podcast today. Before we jump in, I would like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Bar none. They are awesome. They rock. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Those machines are sturdy. They will not break down. They were like my old Explorer. They would run. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's your one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's unlike anything out there. You know, you can join all these other courses, but I'm guaranteed you don't get their cell phone number. You don't get one-on-one calls. You don't get, you know, hey, Tuesday, I need to call with you. That's what makes teachhoops.com different. We have everything you need to become a better basketball coach. Doesn't matter if you're youth, doesn't matter if you're high school, doesn't matter if you're college. We're here to help. We're here to mentor you through this great journey we call coaching. All right, let's head off to the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Before we jump in and talk today about things I've kind of learned or things that I've kind of gathered over my coaching career, before we do that, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're looking for a one-stop shop, if you're looking to become a better basketball coach, if you're looking for something to take your craft to the next level, teachhoops.com is the answer for you. And also, if you're looking to take your team shooting, your team's creativity, your team's ability to score off the dribble, if you're looking for those kind of things, look no further. Dr. Dish is the answer. Mention Coach Unplugged or High School Hoops or the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast. Doesn't matter. Mention that and you'll get $350 off your next purchase. So big, there was a big, not pushback. There was a big response to my last podcast in which I talked about some of my favorite things or things that I've gathered. I don't want to be Oprah, but my things that I've gathered. So this is part two of things that I've gathered from Coach Collins. And they're just going to be some of my free flowing thoughts and things that I've just kind of done. So first, repetition is key when you're doing anything. It doesn't matter if you're in the classroom, you know, variety in repetition. And sometimes in practice, that variety can just be putting it as a competition. That can be doing it as a small-sided game. That can be whatever you need. But if you're, and again, don't get me wrong, as a math teacher, there's things that I sometimes do that have to have repetition and be very similar. But sometimes all that you need to do is to vary it just a tiny bit, and that's enough to keep their attention. So that's one of my first things. Next thing is, it's not necessarily, and there's more than one way of coaching this great game. I'm going to tell you that. And sometimes I
Yeah, I'm frustrated because out there in the world, people sometimes think it seem a bit preachy that their way is the only way, and that is not true. There's more than one way to do things. It's not necessarily what you teach. It's what you emphasize. So, you know, I can tell you that if you watch one of my teams, you're going to notice effort, but you're also going to notice that we don't turn the ball over you're going to notice that we rebound really well or go to the offensive glass really well, because turning the ball over and offensive glass are two things that I emphasize. So it's not necessarily what you teach. It's not necessarily how you teach it. It's what you emphasize every day in practice. It's the same in my classroom. It's the same with your kids, probably at home. It's whatever you do. There's a famous Bill Walsh quote that talks about, I'm going to grab it here and read it. It says, "I'm a better coach at 50 than I was at 40 because I hadn't had the necessary time or experience to be good a coach at 40. I can tell you from firsthand experience, the first state championship that I lost in 2004, I'm a much better coach now. I don't know if I lose that game now. There's some mistakes that I made in that game. So experience is great. Now, how do you neutralize not having experiences? Sometimes you can say, well, I can't have that experience. I'm not old enough. That's where building in your craft, that's where working on it can, you know, finding the resources, you know, listening to podcasts like this, doing things like that can help you accelerate, quote unquote, that experience. Another great quote, I wrote down a couple quotes here before I started. It says, "You can't make a racehorse out of a pig, but you can make a pig a very fast pig." So let me say that again. You can't make a racehorse out of a pig, but you can make a very fast pig. So what does that say to me? And I have that quote somewhere in our coaching office. It's you got to take the players that you have and make them the best that they can be. Make that very fast pig. You know, sometimes you got to take the hand you're dealt in the poker and deal with it. Another thing that I was talking to another, I think I was talking to it, but before I get into this, I'd like to just give a big shout out to Hoops Blueprint. I told Coach Van I would do that. Hoops Blueprint is a webinar Coach Van and I did. Just type in hoopsblueprint.com. It's a free 2-hour webinar. There's lots of great handouts and stuff we'll send you at the end. It's basically the roadmap. One of the roadmaps to becoming a better basketball coach is everything you need. Coach Van has the best playbooks in the world, in my opinion. And we kind of teamed up with Teach Hoops and did this webinar. It's kind of one of those great things. So going back to what I was saying when I was talking to a Teach Hoops member the other day, I was talking about multi-sport athletes and how important I think it is. And, you know, you always need one or two or three players that will do the grunt work. And that will make you a good team, but the great teams, everyone's doing it. You know, I think back to some football players that I had that were good basketball players, but they weren't great, but they would be willing to do the things that we needed to be successful. And I think that's, you know, when you can get everyone going to the offensive glass, when you can get everyone defending, when you can get everyone taking a charge, that's when you're going to have a very special team. So just a couple thoughts there for you leading in. If you like these, just let me know. I know this is part two, but I have pages and pages of kind of thoughts and ideas and things I've kind of collected over the 30 years and things that I've gathered, part two. It's not things that I love or whatever the Oprah thing is, but things I've gathered, Coach Collins, part two. So hopefully you enjoyed this. And if you didn't, I'm sorry. And if you did, that's great. Until tomorrow. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.